The Trump administration says it has reached an agreement in principle on a new trade deal with South Korea. If President Trump gets his way, that agreement will be the first of many.
Tremendous trade deals are being made with various countries. We're negotiating very long, very hard, but very quickly.
Like previous trade agreements, the deal is designed to help U.S. automakers sell more cars in Korea, but it also includes new protections for America's domestic industries, NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
The deal with South Korea extends for 20 years a U.S. tariff on imported pickup trucks, a tariff that comes with a funny name.
It's called the chicken tax because it was put in place when the Europeans were putting tariffs on chickens coming from the U.S.
That was back in the 1960s. The U.S. retaliated for Europe's chicken tariffs by slapping a tariff on imported pickups. And Alan Baum, who runs an auto market research firm in Michigan, says that pickup tariff is still in place more than half a century later.
The result is that if a pickup truck comes from outside of the NAFTA region, there's a 25% tariff. So obviously, we don't see very many trucks coming from outside the NAFTA region.
The tariff on South Korean trucks was set to expire in about 3 years, but the new deal inked by Trump's team extends it for another 2 decades, effectively locking Korean trucks out of the U.S. market through the year 2041. Jeff Schott of the pro-trade Peterson Institute for International Economics says Trump's approach turns traditional U.S. trade policy on its head.
The traditional way that U.S. officials have tried to level the playing field is to reduce foreign barriers.
Trump's team went the other way. Rather than trying to pry open the Korean market to American rice, for example, they chose to erect a higher, more long-lasting wall of protection around the domestic truck industry.
The U.S. market is basically open, and other countries have higher tariffs, and they think that's unfair. So they've threatened to find ways of raising barriers to the U.S. market to level the playing field.
Earlier this month, the president tried to protect the domestic steel and aluminum industries by ordering stiff new tariffs on imported metal. As part of the new trade agreement, South Korea was granted an exemption from the steel tariff. But in exchange, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin told Fox News, Seoul has agreed to cut its steel exports to the U.S. by 30%.
South Korea will reduce the amount of steel that they send into the United States as part of this. So I think this is an absolute win-win.
The administration is calling for similar export quotas from other countries that want relief from its new steel tariffs. Jeff Schott says that includes American allies like the European Union, Australia, and Japan.
Our friends are not being treated in a very friendly way. But maybe that's the new era of strategic relations of the Trump administration.
Trump's biggest trade battle may be with China. Last week, the president ordered tariffs on tens of billions of dollars worth of Chinese exports to protest what the president calls China's unfair treatment of American companies' technological know-how. News of those tariffs sent the stock market plunging last week. There was a partial recovery yesterday after the Treasury Secretary told Fox News he and his Chinese counterparts are trying to work out an agreement.
This is a president that absolutely believes in free trade, but wants free and fair trade, and has been very clear since our first meeting in Mar-a-Lago with President Xi that they need to open up their markets to our companies, and that's fair and free reciprocal trade.
The stock market took another tumble this afternoon. Investors may be coming to recognize, for the Trump administration, reciprocal can mean markets that are equally open to trade or equally closed. Scott Horsley, NPR News, The White House.